Hey everyone, and welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio, a powerful and inspiring podcast set to revolutionize and disrupt healthcare. It's time to put you in the driver's seat and be the force of change necessary for the lifestyle you've always wanted. Hey y'all, what's going on? This is Frank Ritz with Unconventional Wellness Radio, and on today's podcast, I am very excited to be bringing you some information regarding nutrition. What I'm going to do is on this podcast, we are going to rotate between my core four, and we are going to talk about nutrition, then we're going to talk about movement and exercise, we're going to talk about sleep and stress, and then we're going to finish it up by talking about detoxifying. So if you haven't caught any of my previous episodes, I've talked about things like MTHFR and how to be able to coordinate your care and coordinate your lifestyle with MTHFR. I've talked about intermittent fasting. We've talked about the ketogenic diet. I've talked about even HIIT training. So buckle up. I want to make sure that the content that we bring you is on point, and I want to make sure that you are getting all of the information that you possibly could use to be able to live the lifestyle that you've always wanted. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about some more nutrition things, like I said, and I want to talk to you about a couple of different diet plans. Now, Unconventional Wellness, we don't recommend, or I shouldn't say, we don't only have one particular diet that we think that you should be using. Instead, what I want to do is I want to provide information about many different diets that are out there and many different protocols that are out there and help you make those decisions based on your need. Everything is going to be related to goals. That's what we need to be able to set. We need to set SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T goals, meaning that you want to make sure that they make sense, that they have time frames, that they're realistic, and that they actually matter. And the reason why that we want to do that is because if we just simply have goals, guys, all they are, without any particular sets of information to help you get to those goals, it's really just a dream. And so we don't want you to just dream about living a lifestyle that you've always wanted and having the health that you've always wanted, but we want to help you get there. And we want to make sure that you understand that information is at your fingertips. And the purpose of this entire program is to make sure that we help you connect those dots. We are in an entire big puzzle here. And we don't want you to think that there is one magic bullet, one magic pill, one magic remedy that will all of a sudden take you from where you're at to the type of lifestyle that you've always wanted. Everything plays into consideration, and with the process of the core four and understanding that well, then you'll be able to absolutely see how all these puzzle pieces begin to fit together to make you the person that you are. And so we're going to talk about different things like even mental health will be a part of the program and some other really great concepts, because this mind, body, and spirit concept that I really want people to understand is how you become a wellness warrior for life. And so anyway, let's just jump right in. Let's talk about everything that we wanted to talk about today. And I want to break down a couple of these different diets for you, okay? The first one I wanted to talk about is the DASH diet. So the DASH diet is a diet that has been around forever. It actually stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. It was designed by physicians and nutritionists in order to help individuals combat high blood pressure. And we found out that salt or sodium is the number one constituent inside of our blood that will directly relate to an increase in blood pressure if salt is not under control. There is also a couple of other, you know, elements, if you will, or ions that we found out that are inside of our bloodstream that can also unfortunately contribute to the development of high blood pressure. But we found out that really, really good sodium control is what's necessary for being able to bring down our blood pressure. So with following the DASH diet, you might actually be able to reduce your blood pressure. It's been shown through many studies that the DASH diet does in fact work. It absolutely can reduce your blood pressure. But once again, nutrition is only 50 to 70% of it. A lot of it comes to maintaining a nice healthy lifestyle of exercise or being able to make sure that you continue to move and not have a sedentary lifestyle. It's also important to get great sleep, right? It's also important to also stay very well hydrated with good quality water. That was another podcast that I just did last week, actually, on how clean is your water. So check out that podcast as well. And so if you can actually be able to drop your blood pressure, then we can really help prevent a multitude of different other chronic illnesses that spring up because of high blood pressure. First and foremost is a lot of cardiovascular disease, meaning the heart. The heart, unfortunately, with high blood pressure, you run a very much increased risk of sustaining something like a heart attack. And so we have to make sure that we keep the blood pressure in a nice level where it is not working too hard. Our blood, or I should say our heart, is not being overtaxed by trying to maintain that high significant blood pressure. Matter of fact, a good blood pressure, according to the JNC, the Joint National Commission, they finally have gotten together, and now there's a JNC 8, and a bunch of really smart cardiovascular physicians have gotten together, and through that, they have determined what blood pressure goals are and what a good blood pressure is. A good blood pressure will be 120 is the large number on top. That is known as the systolic blood pressure. That is the blood pressure that is literally felt as the ventricles or the two lower chambers of the heart, as those contract to push the blood out to the lungs and to the rest of the body, depending upon which side of the heart we're on. Those are the pressures that are experienced when those ventricles push. Then the other number, which is the diastolic number, which is the number on the bottom, needs to be 80 or less. And what that diastolic refers to is this overall tension, if you will, the resting pressure of the blood vessels when the heart is not in active contraction from the ventricles, if that makes sense. So it's sort of like this, like baseline, if you will, baseline pressure that's being maintained in the cardiovascular system. And so we want a good blood pressure, a normal blood pressure is 120 over 80 or below. Okay. And when we start getting above those numbers, that's when we start getting into different stages of hypertension. Hypertension also, unfortunately, leads to brain attacks, meaning stroke. So these are the types of things that we want to make sure that we control. So the DASH diet is really great about being able to focus on those foods that are going to be lower in overall sodium. Sodium is going to be chock full, folks. Salt is one of the most well-known, if not maybe the best preservative that mankind really understands. We have been salting food for generations in order to preserve it. You know, we salted meat when we used to go out and hunt. They would salt meat or smoke cure it, something like that, so it would stay edible longer, because raw meat, of course, within a matter of a couple of days is going to really hurt you if you don't have it preserved. Salt has also been found to be seen in lots and lots of processed food. So a lot of those things on the inside of your grocery store, those things are going to have a huge amount of salt in them because they have to be preserved. These things have like a shelf life of like weeks to months. And so the way that we are able to preserve them, if you will, is by the addition of salt. So that should hopefully not be too much of a surprise. We personally, my wife and I, we avoid the center of a shopping market or of a supermarket, because we know that those are going to be all of your more highly processed, non-conventional foods, or I should say conventional foods, excuse me, that are going to be full of all of these unhealthy chemicals and unhealthy products in order to preserve. And they're always going to be higher in sodium as well. Unfortunately, also with that being said, fast food is very high in sodium. It's not uncommon that you could have a hamburger from one of these local fast food restaurants and end up easily achieving more than what your daily recommended intake of sodium is just from the hamburger alone. That's not the salty fries that normally come with that value meal, and also that really salty drink that actually comes with it as well. You know, Coke might seem really sweet tasting, but it's counterbalanced with quite a bit of sodium as well, because it needed to feel refreshing, if you will, by activating both salt and sugar taste buds on that tongue of yours. And so the DASH diet focuses on things like vegetables and fruits and low-fat dairy foods and moderate amounts of whole grains, fish, poultry, and nuts, okay? In order to be able to do that, you can have two different types of DASH diet. You can either have the standard DASH diet, which is you will consume less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day, or you will consume 2.3 grams of sodium per day, which is quite honestly not a lot whatsoever, because salt is a little bit of a heavier molecule than sugar is. And so usually you can achieve that fairly quickly if you're eating the wrong foods. So that's the standard DASH diet, is up to 2,300 or 2,300 milligrams of sodium or less per day. On the lower sodium DASH diet, you're going to drop down to about 1,500 milligrams per day. Okay. When you actually consider the American diet, one study or one frame of reference has showed that you can get up as much as 3,400 milligrams of sodium in a day on the quote-unquote standard American diet, okay? So really, the American Heart Association has also said that, you know, doing the lower DASH diet is probably a lot more beneficial, because they recommend that all Americans should actually consume 1,500 calories or 1,500 milligrams of sodium or less per day, okay? Now, everything is going to have sort of like a pyramid for both the DASH diet that we're going to talk about, as well as the Mediterranean diet. And both have shown really, really fantastic results with people. And they are very tried and true types of diets to follow, okay? So on the bottom of this sort of standard pyramid for the DASH diet, you are going to end up consuming 6 to 8 servings a day of grains. Now, those grains need to be whole grains. They don't need to be processed grains full of a lot of enriched white flours and things like that. They should be the whole grains. So you can eat stuff like whole grain bread, cereal. You can eat, cooked cereal, or even rice or pasta, okay? They need to be saying 100% whole grain or 100% whole wheat, okay? Grains are also very low normally in fat, so make sure that you don't add a bunch of things to it, like salted butters or creams or cheese sauces or something like that, because that will actually make things very, very high in both fat and both also high in your carbohydrates, okay? The next thing you want to eat is vegetables and fruits. You want to eat usually about 4 to 5 servings a day of vegetables, and you want to have 4 to 5 servings a day of fruit as well. And you can actually add really, really good sources of potassium and magnesium with fruits, because those are very chock full, a lot in a lot of the fruits that you can eat, and add fruits and fruit juices and stuff like that to your diet. Just make sure that they aren't full of lots and lots of sugar when you actually use that, because you have to find products that are letting you know that this is no added sugar. You know that the only sugars that are actually within that product are the sugars that come from the fruits themselves. Okay, try to actually eat the peels of things. So a lot of people actually, you know, remove the peels of an apple and eat the apple without the peel. They'll usually remove the skin, if you will, off of a carrot. Well, usually something like that is going to be chock full of fiber. So you probably want to keep all of those different things with the skins on. So if you're eating peaches or pears or apples or something like that, wash them off, of course, because, you want to make sure that they're very fresh, that they don't have wax on them, they haven't been quote unquote painted, something like that. So make sure that the fruits and vegetables that you're getting are very, very fresh. Okay. And then eat the peels, because those are high in dietary fiber, and dietary fiber is really great for things like reducing your cholesterol and stuff like that as well. So make sure you eat those edible peels. When it comes to dairy, you want to go ahead and lean back even more. You want to have about 2 or 3 servings a day. You want to be eating calcium and vitamin D and protein, because you want to make sure that you are using those elements or those ions, if you will, to help regulate the amount of sodium naturally in your blood as well. So the DASH diet recommends to have low fat or no fat dairy if you can, because usually a bunch of processed saturated fats can end up being in different types of dairy. So make sure you read the labels on those as well, that they're low fat or no fat. But be also advised that a lot of fat free or no fat, in order to replace that natural flavors, if you will, of that full fat dairy, they may in fact actually stick sugar in there. So make sure that you're looking for unwanted sources of sugar that could be inside of the products that you're considering purchasing as well. When it comes to your proteins, you want to have lean meat, poultry, and fish. You want to have 6 or fewer servings a day. Make sure that you're eating those types of proteins that are very high in B vitamins, iron, zinc. You want to have no more than 6 ounces a day of most of these proteins according to the DASH diet. You want to eat hard, healthy fish, things that are, really high in omega-3 fatty acids, because omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to be able to help reduce overall cholesterol as well. With nuts and seeds and legumes, you got to think like things like kidney beans or peas or stuff like that. They're very good sources of magnesium, potassium, and protein, okay? They're also chock full of fiber. So having a little bit of nuts or seeds throughout the week, maybe 4 or 5 servings throughout the week, as opposed to 4 or 5 servings throughout the day, make sure that you pay attention to that. You want to be able to actually get those really good heart healthy ones as well, because a lot of them also can have some really great monounsaturated fat and even be chock full of omega-3 fatty acids as well. Okay? Fats and oils, we want to make sure that we have only a couple of those to 3 times a day. It actually helps with absorbing different types of essential vitamins and things like that, okay? Make sure that you don't have sweets. Avoid sweets. You don't have to banish sweets entirely according to the DASH diet, but you want to make sure that you limit them, 5 servings or less in a week, okay? You can consider artificial sweeteners. We really like Truvia. We really like Stevia. Monk fruit's another good one. And these are things that don't necessarily wreak havoc on your blood sugars. And they're a little bit more on the natural side, but you can go ahead and reach for those artificial sweeteners if you need to as well, in order to give yourself some variety and some sweetness to different things that you're eating. Okay. Now, outside of the amount of servings that is recommended for those different types of food groups, then you want to look at different things like alcohol and caffeine. Okay. Drinking too much alcohol actually can show that it can increase your blood pressure. Okay. So you should be not having any more than a couple of drinks a day. Most, physicians will recommend a couple of drinks every couple of days or something like that. Okay. And so, when it comes to caffeine as well, the DASH diet doesn't necessarily speak very good on caffeine. Now, caffeine, of course, can temporarily increase the blood pressure. Okay. But you want to make sure that you talk to your physician about your caffeine consumption. That way you guys can make a decision together as well. Okay. The DASH diet has been shown that you actually can lose weight. It's a modest weight loss. It's not anything where you're going to be dropping lots and lots of pounds. But the important thing about the DASH diet is that with the introduction of good whole fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, things like that, you're going to start feeling a lot better as well. Okay. You're going to start feeling a lot better as well. So when it comes to reducing your sodium, all right, because that's really the most important thing on the DASH diet, is that you want to make sure that you look at foods and those different types of spices that aren't salt. So a lot of different spices actually have really great complements of, say, rosemary or thyme or cumin or something like that. And these are non-salt added spices. So variety is the spice of life. And you want to watch out, because one teaspoon. So a third of a tablespoon, right? One of three. So one teaspoon actually has 2,325 milligrams of salt. So imagine, if you will, again, one teaspoon of salt is what is recommended on your standard DASH diet. Roughly, it's actually in excess by about 25 milligrams of what you should be eating for salt in a day. Okay. So use these different types of things to remove salt from your diet and start putting different things in there as well. Okay. So start slow with incorporating more vegetables and fruits in the things that you eat. Reward yourself. Okay. Make sure you get physical activity, because it's a great way that your body is able to regulate itself if you actually exercise. We know that exercise is super important for having a healthy lifestyle. Okay. And then, of course, always talk to your physician, because it is very, very important to make sure that you have a person who is in there, in it with you, and that can follow with you and help you be gauged by looking at different things like labs and different ways to be able to just kind of coach and mentor you as well. Okay. So that's everything DASH diet. Now let's talk about the Mediterranean diet. So the reason why it's called the Mediterranean diet is because it has been seen around the Mediterranean areas of the world for many, many years. So think countries like Italy and Greece, right? Even some of the Middle Eastern countries like around there, like Israel, you know, and Palestine and stuff like that. They eat the Mediterranean diet. It is a heart healthy plan, and it is really great for being able to have great basic eating plus really good olive oil, and even a glass of red wine every once in a while, okay? So it has a lot of the similar types of foods that the DASH diet has, where it's going to be very good fruits, good vegetables, a little bit more fish, okay, involved in this diet because it is the Mediterranean after all. And there's going to still be whole grains and there's going to be unhealthy fats, okay? Overall, the benefits of the Mediterranean diet are looking to be more heart healthy. So they want to take a look at something called your LDL cholesterol or even your VLDL cholesterol. And both of those stand for the low density lipoproteins or the very low density lipoproteins. These are the types of cholesterols that don't have a very, they're sort of like fluffy, if you will, if you look at them under, say, an electron microscope. They don't have this nice, dense, you know, house, if you will, to be able to travel through the bloodstream, and they have an opportunity to become sticky. And what we call the pathogenesis, or the reason why plaques can start inside the cardiovascular system, is because there might be an insult or some form of a minor trauma to the inside of a blood vessel. And then, of course, the blood is continuing to circulate, and some of those LDLs or VLDLs might get stuck into this little injury site, and it creates this cascade of what might eventually become a block and can actually pinch off or block the blood vessel and may in fact be one of your coronaries around the heart and could actually cause a heart attack. And so 1.5 million healthy adults were shown in this big meta-analysis study that actually it showed a reduced risk of cardiovascular mortality as well as overall mortality. Mediterranean diet has also been used for Parkinson's. It's been used for Alzheimer's disease. Women actually have a reduced risk of breast cancer by eating, you know, extra virgin olive oil and mixed nuts. So it's really, really good to consider just a heart healthy regimen of the Mediterranean diet. Now, the really coolest concept of the Mediterranean diet that I totally know and love, because I myself am Italian and I remember this growing up, is that it is surrounded around the base of its pyramid, all right, according to Old Way's Preservation and Exchange Trust, which is at oldwayspt.org, you actually can see that the base of the Mediterranean diet pyramid is supposed to be being physically active and enjoying community with others. And I really love that about the Mediterranean diet, is that the basis of it is stay active, stay happy, stay moving. But the best part is that have a community of individuals around you as well. So think family dinners, like big Sunday or even during the week family dinners, right? Get out, go dancing with each other. Go enjoy yourselves and have that sense of community. Have lots of friends that are around you. And if you have friends that are doing the Mediterranean diet around you, that's another great bonus, isn't it? All right. So the first section after the be physically active and have others around you is actually to consider looking at fruits, vegetables, and grains. Those are the basis of the pyramid. Okay. So no difference there than the DASH diet, in the sense that we want to make sure that they're high quality and that you're getting lots and lots of good seeds and legumes and things like that mixed in. Then above that is going to be fish and seafood. Okay. That's going to be your protein source, more so than poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt, which is one step above that, okay, moving toward the top of the pyramid. And then meats and sweets, those end up sitting at the top of the pyramid. So you eat the fewest amount of those every single week, okay, following the Mediterranean diet, all right? You know, traditionally, the Mediterranean diet has different things like fruits and vegetables and pasta and rice, okay? People in Greece, they very much readily do not eat red meat, and they have a lot of antioxidants, okay? One of the hallmarks of really great Mediterranean diet flow is making sure that you eat lots of good, healthy fats, okay? It discourages saturated fat and hydrogenated oils, which cause trans fats, because both of those absolutely can contribute to heart disease, okay? So there's lots and lots of monounsaturated fat, and the type of monounsaturated fat, chock full oil, is going to be your extra virgin olive oil, okay? It also has very high antioxidant effects in the body as well. Very chock full of omega-3 fatty acids and everything like that, okay? Wine, we jokingly said that, you know, Mediterranean diet, they actually, wine is a part of the Mediterranean diet because the effects of alcohol, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, have always been argumented, okay? But usually you want to have a moderate amount on the Mediterranean diet, so no more than 5 ounces for a woman and no more than 10 for usually a man under the ages of 65, okay? So how do we follow the Mediterranean diet? Well, get veggies, get fruits, make sure you're eating whole grains only, okay? Go nuts, have some almonds and cashews and pistachios and things like that on for a snack. Don't use butter that has canola oil in it. Don't use butter or margarine that does not have olive or even canola oil. Use it in your cooking, okay? Use different types of spices. Watch yourself in terms of the salt. Always make sure you check the back of a package so you can make sure that you reduce your salt as well and not add a bunch of salt. I haven't had table salt, guys, on my dinner table at all for years. I barely salt my food, and the vast majority of the different spices that we use are going to be all of those other spices that are non-salt added, okay? Eat a lot of fish. Eat some seafood, okay? Be careful with the amount of red meat that you eat. Eat more fish and poultry or other lean meats instead of red meats on the Mediterranean diet. Watch out for, high-fat dairy. You want to make sure that you have a low-fat dairy. And then have a glass. If it's okay with your doctor, consider actually having a glass of wine every once in a while as well. So that's it, guys. There's actually one more diet that I wanted to talk about. I'm going to talk about it on a different podcast, but it is actually called the MIND diet, M-I-N-D. And that is actually a great blend of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. And a lot of healthcare providers are actually considering using that style of diet because it has shown wonderful promise against the prevention or even the help with the symptoms and things like that related to Alzheimer's. And so I really want to make sure that we talk about that as well. So like I said, check us out, Unconventional Wellness Radio. The podcast is rolling. We've done so many episodes, so check out back episodes. But by all means, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you want to continue to get this amazing content, please hit that subscribe button. And then on top of that, if we can ask you for a rating or a review, man, we would be so appreciative, okay? Because we want to know that the content that we're bringing you is good and that you're receiving a lot of really great information and that we're telling you that, you know, that's actually your way of telling us that we're right on. We're telling you information that you must know and that you need to know. Okay, so please make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you can always get this great content. We will be bringing you Unconventional Wellness Radio every Monday on whatever thing that you're listening to on this podcast currently, okay? So you will get a notification once you hit that subscribe button, and you will know when we release new content on Mondays that you will be one of the first to receive it. And so anyway, I'm Frank Ritz. I cannot wait to see what 2019 brings for us. We are recording videos right now. Oh, this is something that I gleaned over, but I want to make sure that we talk about. But I am recording videos right now to put together this amazing package that I want to present to you in 2019 to really help you out with some great video content that will help you on your lifestyle journey, and I will be right there with you. And so please get ready to check that out. Unconventional Wellness is going to be coming live to you through the internet, through the interwebs, in order to be able to help you get that lifestyle that you've always wanted. So like I said, I'm Frank Ritz. This is Unconventional Wellness Radio, and I cannot wait to see you again on our next podcast. Take care and have a great week, everybody.